Okay, I think last week we gave out some armakomos, but we didn't actually get to them. Is that right? So this week we have to get to them. Okay, so last week we discussed Birchas Eirusin mostly, and the Rambam and the Rosh, and whether it makes a difference, whether it's the Kiddushin is done al-Yidei Shliach, or whether it's done in proximity of the Nisuin, and different perspectives on Eirusin and Nisuin, whether you need a minion for Birchas Eirusin, what the Nusach of Birchas Eirusin is, whether Kiddushin is a mitzvah, so a number of issues that we discussed last week. This week I want to get, just to remind everybody, we have Shir also next week. So these are the last two before we break. The last week in June I have something, so I'm not able to do that one. But tonight and tomorrow, and tonight and the next year, I want to discuss some of the inyanim of Shavuot Brachos, as we discussed. And particularly I want to speak about the Bracha of Asher Bara tonight, and just to expand a little bit more on Shitas HaRambam, which we also had begun to discuss a few weeks ago. So the Gemara here on Daf Zayin Amud Beis, on the bottom, last two lines, describes the different brachos that are made under the chuppah, and these are also, as we know, the brachos that are made during Shivas Mei Mishnah. And we're going to talk about that relationship. So the Gemara says, Tan Rabbanan, Mevarchin Birchas Chasanim Ba'asara, Kol Shiva. You make Birchas Chasanim, which we'll enumerate in a moment, with a minyan, during the entire period of the Shiva Simei Mishnah. Okay. Omer Rav Yehuda, then the Gemara says, adds, V'hu Shabau Panim Chadashos, as long as our Panim Chadashos. Then the Gemara says, Mai Mevarech. And then the Gemara quotes, and we'll get that in just a second, all the various brachos. So this Gemara, I mentioned this, came up Derech Agav. I just want to elaborate for a couple of minutes because it fits into our theme. This Gemara implies, if you only had this Gemara, the implication that you would have would be that the only time you make Birchas Chasanim during the Shivas Mei Mishnah is if you have Panim Chadashos. If you don't have Panim Chadashos, there's no Birchas Chasanim. Likewise, the implication is that Birchas Chasanim has a certain a quantitative meaning too. Meaning you make all of the seven, or six, however you want to call it, brachos. And that's what the Gemara goes on to say. Mai Mevarech, what do you say? What brachos are we talking about? And the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yehuda, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokein HaMelech HaOlam, Shakol Bara Lechvado. We know that we begin with Bori Pri HaGafen under the chuppah, because we're Mesader Alakos. That's what we call Sheva Brachos. But the during the Shivas Mei Mishnah, usually it's done in the context of Birchas HaMazon. And what we do is the we make these brachos, starting with Shakol Bara Lechvado, at the end of Birchas HaMazon. And then the Mevarech, the person who led the Mezuman, which also includes, as we'll discuss, Shasimcha Bimono, he says the Bori Pri HaGafen in the end. Okay, so we switch the order of Bori Pri HaGafen, whether it's the first or the last, depending on whether it's under the chuppah or Shivas Mei Mishnah. Either way, the Gemara says, Mai Mevarech, what brachos do you make? Shakol Bara Lechvado, Yotzer HaAdam, right? Asher Yatzar HaAdam B'Tzalmo B'Tzelem Devus Bus Tav Niso V'Hitkin Lo Mienu B'Nyan Adayad, Baruch Atah Hashem Yotzer HaAdam, Sos Tassis V'Sagel HaAkara, B'Kibbutz Boneh L'Socha B'Simcha, Baruch Atah Hashem B'Sameach Tzion B'Vaneha, Then Sameach Tisamach Reim HaAhuvim, Kisamech HaYetzircha B'Gan Eden Mikedem, Baruch Atah Hashem B'Sameach Hasan V'Chala, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokein HaMelech HaOlam, the last and longest bracha, Asher Bara Sason V'Simcha, Chasan V'Kala, Gila Rina Ditza V'Ched V'Ava V'Achva V'Shalom V'Reyus, Mehira Hashem Elokein Yishama Barei Yehuda B'Chutos Yerushalayim, Kol Sason V'Kol Simcha, Kol Chasan V'Kol Kala, Kol Mitzalos Chasanim Mechupasam, Unarim Mimishtein Ginasam, Baruch Atah Hashem V'Sameach Chasan, Imakala. That's the girsa that we mostly have. Now, some people have a bit of a different girsa in some of these things, but we'll leave that out for the moment. Then the Gemara has a discussion. Maybe there aren't six, or with Bar Pregafen seven, maybe there are five and six. Levi Ikla Lebei Rebbe Behilule Drab Shimon Berei and Baruch Hamesh, and Rabasi Ikla Lebei Rav Ashi Behilule Demar Berei and Baruch Shis. And the Gemara says, Lema Bahakam Iflagi, Mar Savar Chadi Yetzirava, Mar Savar Shte Yetzirasava. And the Gemara says, no, the kula machadi yitzira marsa v'basa machshava zina masa v'basa maisa zinan, right, kihoda, Rav Yehuda Rami, ksiv, vayivra alakima sadam bitzamo, ksiv zachar unikeva bira'am, hakeitzad, betchila ala b'machshava levaros shnayim, right, to create a two, ulabasof nivra echad. Okay. In any case, this is the brachos that we make. So if you just stopped here, the impression you would get is that the only time that you ever make the brachos and shivitz me'mishas if you have panim chadashos, and then you make the full complement of the brachos. Okay. The next gemara, however, provides a corrective to that. The gemara says, Rav Ashi ikla lebei Rav Kahana. Right, Rav Ashi, went to visit Rav Kahana, and it was a wedding period. So Yom Kama Baruch Kulhu, on the first day, he made all of the brachos. Now, what the first day means here is also not clear. Most Rishonim take it the first day of the Shivus Me'amishteh doesn't refer to under the chuppah. There are some Rishonim who think that the Gonim who say that Yom Kama means under the chuppah. So the contrast here is between under the chuppah and everything else. Logically, that would be the easiest thing to understand. Most Rishonim do not understand it this way. From a literary point of view, it doesn't sound that way. So for them, Yom Kama has nothing to do with the brachos that are stated under the chuppah. The only question is, and this is a separate debate, does Yom Kama mean the first meal after the chuppah, or does it mean the first day? That's one machlokas Rishonim. Also, does it matter whether it's the first meal or the first day, does it matter whether it was also on the same day as the chuppah or not? As we've discussed this already, right? It's very frequent that you go to a wedding and that the chuppah is before shkia, but the first meal is after Shkia. So when we speak about Yom Kama, again, if it means like some of the Gonim felt, and probably the Rambam, as we'll discuss in a minute, that the only special din where you always make all of the brachos, no matter what, is under the chuppah. Right? Everything else, it depends on panim chadashos, and whatever other qualifications, which we'll discuss in just a moment. But if you don't interpret that way, and you say that Yom Kama means more than that, so then, as I said, the question is, A, does it have to be the day of the chuppah to qualify as Yom Kama? B, is it the first meal, or is it the entire first day? But either way, we'll see in a moment that the Rambam either probably interpreted like the Gaonim, or felt that there was a machlokes, because the Rambam does not register any special status for Yom Kama. Other Rishonim do, and in Shulchan Aruch they do, but the Ritva has a whole discussion about it, but the Rambam does not. Anyways, the Gemara says that Yom Kama Baruch Kulu, and we're not sure what that means, Mikan Ve'elech, after Yom Kama, Iika Panim Chadashos Baruch Kulu, so far it's the same as what we read before, but now the Gemara adds one other point, and that is Elo, if there's no Panim Chadashos. So instead of thinking that there's nothing, right, the Gemara says, Afushe Simcha Bialmahu, it's an expression of Simcha Bialma, it's spreading, or the expansion of Simcha Bialma. Bialma is a funny word here. Mevarech Shasimcha Bimono, the Asher Bara. And there you'll make the bracha of Shasimcha Bimono, that's the Kidomet, in other words, that's the introductory part of the Zimun, right? Where you say, Mevarech Nevarech Elokeinu, Shasimcha Bimono V'Shachalnu Mishomo. So you'll say Shasimcha Bimono even without Panim Chadashos. But the bigger Kiddush is that you'll also say the last of the Brachos, the longest and the last, Asher Bara, as well. You'll say that without Panim Chadashos too. That didn't seem to be the case on the bottom of Zayin Amud Beis, but that is the case here on Daf Ches Amud Aleph. We'll get back to that in a minute. Okay. Then the Gemara goes on and says, Mishiva V'yad Shloshim, if you celebrate, Right. Bein amar lehu machmas ilula, bein lo amar lemachmas ilula. If you get the principles together, in theory, we don't do this so much, bizmanenu, from after day number 7 till the 30 days after the wedding, even if it's not officially a meal, machmas, it's not the 24th day anniversary of the young couple, they just happen to be there and you're all sitting around the table. So, mevarech shasimcha bimono. You'll make the bracha shasimcha bimono. Mikan, the elach, I omar machas filul chavar shasimcha bimono. If you are celebrating, and it's for the purpose of celebrating the couple, you'll say shasimcha bimono. The lo, and if not, lo, then you won't. Then the Gemara says, how long does this go on for, right? V'chiyomele machas filula ad emas, how far? Omrav papi mishmei deraba ad tresar yarchi shata, for a full year. Just like noki yelebeso, Shanachas, right? That's the year point of the marriage. And then the Gemara says to Mikar, Meimas, maybe you should be able to say Shasimcha Bimono also earlier, meaning even just like it continues well after the wedding, even after the week, even after the 30 days, maybe Shasimcha Bimono can sometimes take place in advance of the wedding. So the Gemara says, Omer Papa Michirami Sa'ari Basinta, which Rashi has two pshatim for, but mostly when you start mixing the barley for the beer, when you start making serious preparations for the sudas nisuin, at that point you can already say shasimcha bimono. Okay. Then the Gemara says, Eini vara papa I osik la'aba marbre ubarich mishaserisin. We heard that he was even saying shasimcha bimono earlier, at the time of the Erusin, which is earlier than mixing the barley for the beer of the wedding. So the Gemara says, Shiny Rav Papa, Tahave Tariachle. Rav Papa was already investing effort into the wedding, and therefore, even Mishas Erusin, he could already justify the saying Shasimcha B'mor. Then the Gemara says, Ravine Yasek Le Lebre, Be Rav Chaviva, Ubarich Mishas Erusin, he also made Shasimcha B'mono from the time of Erusin. And the Gemara says, Omar Kimli Begavayu, the Lo Hadri Behu, because he said, I'm so confident in this wedding, it's going to go swimmingly, the Mechutanim get along so well, right? So then the Gemara says, Lo Istaya Milsa V'Hadri Behu, he was a little bit too overconfident. Okay. Anyways, then the Gemara says, Rav Tachlifa Bar Marava, Ikla lebabel baruch shis arichta v'leisuch zakavasei Rav Chaviva ikla lebei mehula baruch shasimcha b'mona v'leisuch zakavasei b'shem detridi the islay tzara liyanuka. That he used to make shasimcha b'mona at a bris mila, and they said that was incorrect because of the tzar of the tinok. We'll try to get back to that in a minute. This is the only other event that the Gemara applies shasimcha b'mona to. There's a whole literature already in the Rishonim, and then a little bit in the Achronim, especially the Amshel Shlomo made this very famous in Bava Kamma. Is there any other event that you say Shasimcha Bimono for other than a wedding? So the Gemara here says, originally thought Mila, but then said no because it's Hardi Yanuka. So what about a Pidgin Aben? What about a Siyum? What about a Bar Mitzvah? And so on and so forth. Things of that sort. And if not, is it just a coincidence, or is it because in the end of the day we think Shasimcha B'mono is unique to a wedding? Or is it just that a wedding is a unique kind of a simcha? Anyways, we'll get back to that. And then the Gemara finally says, Omar Nachman Rav, Chasana min Aminyan, Ve'navela min Aminyan, and we discussed that, I believe, last week. Okay. So the first point to make is the one that I started with, which is, if you read the Gemara in Zayin Amud Beis, the impression that you get is that it is all or nothing, and everything depends on Panim Chadashos. The Gemara Daf Ches Amud Aleph provides a corrective and tells us that even without Panim Chadashos, Afushe Simcha B'Almahi, and you make Shasimcha B'mono and Asher Bara. Okay.
You don't want to say this in Machlokas.
In the Gemara? It could be a Machlokas in the Gemara. I'm just pointing out that there are two Gemaras so far. I didn't say anything one way or not. In theory, one could say it's a Machlokas. In the Rishonim, we find that everybody agrees that you say Asher Bara without Panim Chadashos. So while one could have said it's a machlokas, it doesn't seem like the Rishonim interpreted it that way. However, I do think that there is a machlokas. And this is what we spoke about some weeks ago, but now that we're learning the Gemara, I wanted just to elaborate a little more, and then I want to elaborate particularly the concept of Birchas HaShabar. That is as follows. Even if you assume that there's no machlokas in the Gemara, and that both sugyas are correct, you could still have a more, we'll call it, subtle machlokas, and that is which is the main Gemara. In other words, what is the norm, and what is the, exception? What do I mean by that? I mean, there's a rule. If you have panim chadashos, you say all the brachos. If you don't have panim chadashos, you say asher bara and shasim chabimono. There's no norm. That's the except. What I mean to say is, how do we look at Shabbat brachos? This is what we discussed a little bit last time, and I want to elaborate that a little bit now. Normally, I think I'm not misreading the pulse, of the people. Certainly the efforts, that people who make Sheva Brachos go to in order to ensure that there are Panim Chadashos demonstrate that people's perspective is that the default is the Gemara and Zion with base. Namely, you're supposed to have all of the Sheva Brachos, and that means you should make an effort to get Panim Chadashos. B'di'evet, if you can't, you could say Asher Baran Shasimcha B'mono, but how many people, have ever experienced that? Right? People aren't clamoring, so I'm assuming that we're in agreement. So the truth is, and if you look at the Rishonim, and you just look at the Shulchan Aruch, that's also the impression that you get, namely the default is that you're going to find Panim Chadashos, you're going to have the full complement of brachos because that's the ideal and that's the norm. And if not, so, Nebuch, you'll lose a little bit of Shasimcha B'mono and Asher Bara. Okay, even then that needs to be understood. That's our next topic, which we're going to get to in a couple of minutes. I mean, what does it mean? Because they're a bit of strange bedfellows, frankly, Shasimcha B'mono and Asher Bara. Right? Not just because Shasimcha B'mono is the first thing you say and Asher Bara is pretty much, aside from the Bar Break Off, and the last thing you say, but because Shasimcha B'mono, B'pashtos at least, is not a bracha. This is what the Rimigash says, but not everybody agrees with him. Is not really a bracha. Right? It's the Haskara, the Zimun. Right? And not only that, but the Gemara says, that you could say it before the wedding, and you could say it for Shloshim Yom, and you could say it for Yud Beis Chodesh. So, and then the Gemara thought that maybe you should say it for Bris Milah, and then the Rishonim discussed whether they could say it for a Pidyon HaBen, and what about a Bar Mitzvah, and what about a Siyum, right? So, Shasimcha B'mono, and the Gemara characterizes, the Gemara's characterization of it is Afushe Simcha B'Yalma, right? It's nothing but an intense overflow of Simcha. Makes very good sense when we're talking about Shasimcha B'mono. So the idea that without Panim Chadashos, you're going to say Shasimcha B'mono is both very logical, and it certainly is not good reason to think that that's the norm for what takes place during Shabbat Brachos. The problem is, what about Asher Bara? Because on the one hand, Asher Bara seems to be the most, mechubad, if you will. Certainly, it's the standout bracha of the Sheva Brachos, both structurally and legally. Well, legally, this is part of our sugya, right? We're saying, even without Panim Chadashos, you'll say Asher Bara. In a moment, we're going to discuss, that can cut in both ways. What does that mean? Does that make it more prominent or less prominent? But if you put that aside for the moment, we'll get back to that. Just looking at the bracha itself, it appears to be the most prominent of the brachos. It's certainly the longest, right? It's certainly the most complex. It has a psicha and a chasima. And as such, it just seems to be a standout. So the idea of integrating Shasimcha B'mono and Asher Bara, the most, complex, longest, most seemingly most prominent, and something which doesn't pretty much qualify, except for the Baal Itur's view, as a brach at all, the idea of calling that Afushe Simcha B'Yalma, assuming it goes on both, is strange. The combination is strange. And we need to understand what it is. On the other hand, the very fact that we are including Asher Bara together with Shasimcha B'mono, where there's no Panim Chadashos, leaves open the possibility that maybe we have it a little bit wrong. Maybe it's not that you really couldn't justify Sheva Brachos, but at least you're having a little Afushe Simcha. Maybe, on the contrary, maybe it's real Sheva Brachos. You had a question. Yeah.
No, I'm just saying there's a tune.
There's a tune. Unfortunately or unfortunately, there's a tune, you know, for the other ones too. But there's a longer tune.
Doesn't one refer to Afushi Simcha for all the Sheva Brachas?
What's that?
Doesn't one refer to Afushi Simcha for all the Sheva Brachas?
No.
It says, it's a no panu chadashos, it's Afushi Simcha for to make all Zayin Brachas.
No, no. Afushi Simcha, and therefore you read the Gemara. Therefore you say Shasimcha B'mono and Asher Bara.
Right. So
that's not all Zayin Bracha.
Not Afushi Simcha.
What?
Shasimcha B'mono and Asher Bara is not a Fushi Simcha. Fushi Simcha would be to make all seven brachos.
If you make all seven brachos, you're saying Asher Bara.
It says.
Afushi Simcha B'alma, it's only an overflow of Simcha. For that reason, you don't say the others. All you say is Shasimcha B'mono and Asher Bara.
Fushi Simcha.
That's a Fushi Simcha.
The two brachos are not Asher B'mono and Asher
Bara. That is.
Not a Fushi Simcha.
It is? Okay.
That's what the Gemara is saying. That's a Fushi Simcha.
It's Afushi Simcha to make all seven brachos.
No, that's Afushi. Yeah. Afushi.
The Gemara said, "Mikam ve'elach yiku panu chadoshin borah kulo v'lo Afushi Simcha b'yamu to be borah kulo."
I'm not understanding.
The Gemara says on the first day of Kahana, it said all seven brachos.
Right. Yes. So you mean you're arguing a different thing. You're agreeing with me. You don't say all seven brachos. You're saying
brachos,
you don't say all seven brachos because that would be too much.
The expression Afushi Simcha is on all seven
brachos. Most Rishonim don't interpret it that way. They interpret Afushi Simcha, we'll see in a moment, as referring to Shasimcha B'mono and Asher Bara. That's why the Bialma is. Afushi Simcha Bialma. Right? Afushi Simcha, you want to say that the Afushi Simcha is when you do say them all. Then you shouldn't use the word al bialma, if you just, right?
Okay.
What's the bialma? We'll see in a moment. We'll see in the Rishonim in a moment, very explicitly. Anyways, I'm just trying to point out that these are strange bedfellows. But the point is that you still would certainly think that the main Gemara is a Zainoid base, and certainly that the default or ideal circumstance is Zainoid base. But I tried to point out a number of weeks ago, I remember we had to use the iPhone. So was that if you look at the Rambam, that's a chiddush of the Rambam. But if you look at the Rambam, there are two chiddushim, or more really, two big chiddushim of the Rambam. One is that the Rambam discusses the dinim of Sheva Brachos during Shivas Me'amishta, not in Hilchos Ishus, but in Hilchos Brachos. In the context of Birchos Hamazon, not in the context of Ishus. Even though he does talk about Shivas Me'amishta in terms of Isur Malacha, right? That he talks about in Perek Yud Hilchos Ishus. And of course he talks about the brachas under the chuppah in Perek Yud Hilchos Ishus. The Tur, the Shulchan Aruch, of course the Gemara, speaks about these things together. Tur and Shulchan Aruch speak about Shavu brachas during Shivas Me'amishta, in Simen Samach Aleph or Samach Beis, whatever it is, that same Simen. So the Rambam, again, you might say, well, it's for other reasons. He's studying Birchas Hamazon, it's the first time, it's earlier. There may be other reasons for it, but it is an intentional editorial decision by the Rambam, and not a simple one at that. Right? These topics are not discussed in Masachet Brachos, they're discussed here in Ksuvas. That's number one that the Rambam did. The other thing that the Rambam did, as I noted, was this issue. The Rambam here in Perek Beis Halacha Tes, on page 1, the Beis Chasanim, Mevarchim Birchas Chasanim, Achar Arba Brachos Eilu B'Kol Suda V'Suda She'Ochlim Sham, Ve'ein Mevarchim Brachosu Lo Avadim V'Lo Ketanim. It's interesting. In Hilchos Ishus, Perek Yud, the Rambam says that Avadim and Ketanim cannot serve in the minyan, in the ten, that allowed the saying of Birchas Chasanim under the Chuppah. Here, in Hilchos Brachos, he doesn't speak about the minyan for Avadim Ketanim, he talks about them not being able to make the bracha. The subtle difference. Ad kamim varchin bracha zu. Imay almon shenas alman varchin yom rishon bavat. Im bacher shenas alman almana u almon shenas besulam varchin osa kol zayin yemei amishta. Bracha zu shemosifin. But then the Rambam says in Halacha Yud, this is the chiddush. We're talking about bracha zu shemosifin. But beis kasanim he bracha achrona misheva bracha shel nisuin. Okay, now that's a subtle thing. You could easily miss it. It's true. Everybody agrees it. So again, the facts of the Rambam are not mechudash. They're taken straight out of the Gemara. But the emphasis in the Rambam is a hugely mechudash, because what the Rambam basically says is that the default, when you have Sheva Brachos, is just to say Asher Bara. If it so happens that there are people there who weren't there at the Chuppah, then you'll say all the Brachos for them. And that's instead of saying the default is that you should have Panim Chadasha so you can say all the Brachos. But Nebuch, if you can't, you'll only say Asher Bara. The Rambam says the typical and the din of Hilchos Brachos and Sheva Brachos during Shiva Samishta is Asher Bara. If it happens to be that people aren't there, so what, you're going to say Asher Bara there, where they think you're coming from Mars? Like, what are you saying Asher Bara? For them, you can or you need, right, to reenact the wedding. So for them, you make the extra brachos. That's a whole different perspective. Okay. Now, what I tried to explain with this was that maybe this is the Rambam, this is a way to explain many things in the Rambam. Among them, the following. The Rambam says that you have to make the Birchas Chasanim prior to the Chuppah. And no one knows where he gets that from, but everybody weighs in terms of what they think it's significant for. Right? Because it doesn't say it in the Gemara, and the Ramban, and the Ramach, and others think that on the contrary, the Gemara seems to imply that you should make the Birchas Nisuin after the Chuppah, not before. So some say, Beis Yosef, that it's a Birchas HaMitzvah, and therefore it's over Lasiyasa. The problem with that is that the Rambam, as we discussed, that we discussed already, the Rambam knows how to say that for Birchas Erusin, and doesn't seem to be saying it for Birchas Nisuin. But according to Beis Yosef, either way, the question would arise, how do you explain the brachos of Zayin Yimei Hamishta? Right? They're not, that can't be a Birchas HaMitzvah, but it's the same brachos. But even if you take the view of the Ran says, oh, the brachos are said before because they're a matir for the Chuppah and for the Yichud. Again, it doesn't sound that way in the Rambam, but if you really believe it, so how do you explain Zayin Yimei Hamishta? Right? My view of the Rambam is that the Zayin Brachos at the Chuppah are kind of an explanation of what the transition is between Erusin and Nisuin. It's the Halacha's way of giving Parshanut for why it is that we broke this up into two phases the way that we have. What's the philosophy of Halacha when it comes to marriage such that we break it up into two different events? The answer is that Birchas Erusin tells part of the story. That's what we discussed last week, right? And the Birchas Nisuin, all six or seven, or five or six or seven, tell the other part of the story. Each tells its own story. But again, so that's fine under the Chuppah. What's it doing during the Shivas Me'amishta? But my answer to all those questions is, this is the Rambam L'shitaso. He decided to put Shivas Me'amishta in Hilchos Brachos. And not only that, but in Hilchos Brachos, he's telling you that the default is not Zayin Amud Beis, but Chesam and Aleph, Asher Bara. So the answer is, if you have to reenact the wedding for the people who weren't there, so you're reenacting the way it was. And that explains all the discrepancies. But otherwise, in Achanami, it's a different chalos, and it's really only Asher Bara. Yeah?
That might also explain something that's always troubled me.
Yeah.
That when you have the Sheva Brachos at the Chasna, you never have a Panim Chadasha. But if the two Brachos under the Chuppah and after, and at the Suda have two different roles to play, then maybe for that first.
That might be the Pshat in Yom Kama. Although it depends what Yom Kama really is,
right,
but 100%. By the way, that's the reason that the Rambam also doesn't have a din of Yom Kama. Because for him, the break is totally... Notice there's no Yom HaKama here. Bracha Zusha Mosifin, Beis Chassanimi, Bracha Akonimi, Sheva, Bracha Shul Nesuin, Babed, Varmar Mugashari, Ochlin, Heim, Shom. Doesn't say anything about Yom Rishon being different than anything else. For the Rambam, like the Ogonim, it's a total break between the Chuppah and everything else. Moreover, what is Panim Chadashos for the Rambam? People who weren't there. Is that what it is for other Rishonim? That's a big debate. But let me say it this way. Number one, we're all familiar with Tosis. If we're not, we should be. Tosis on Zayin Amud Beis. Tosis says, V'hu shebo panim chadashos. Omeri, the panim chadashos ein kori ala b'bnei adam shemar ben b'shvila masimcha yoser. Number one. For the Bali Tosis, it's people whose presence enhances the simcha. It's not even clear that they have to be new people, or maybe need both. That condition, marbin b'shvila masimcha yoser, doesn't appear for the Rambam, of course. For the Rambam, it's new people who weren't there, period, end of. Then Rav Tosis goes on to say, v'shabbos, v'chashvinim panim chadashos, dorminim bagada, nizbar shil yom ha-shabbos, amar kodesh baruch hu, panim chadashos bo lekan, no mar shira. Asanami marbin l'chvod shabbos b'simcha b'suda. He's trying to explain, well, Shabbos is a dimension, its own dimension of added simcha. Right? I always like to explain also, it's the first Shabbos, and that's a different experience in married life. That's also Banim Chadashos. There's a discussion of what about Yom Tov, what about Shalashudis, what about Purim. Anyways, the point is that for the Rambam, none of this is going to work. For the Rambam, the idea that Shabbos would be Panim Chadashos, right, is just inconceivable, in my opinion. The Chachmei Norbon in... did I have that here or not? Second. Did I put down the Chachmei Norbon or not? No? The Chachmei Norbon say that, you know who Panim Chadashos are? The special people who dafka make your wedding your wedding. If they stick around during Sheva Brachos, that's Panim Chadashos.
They don't leave before.
What?
They don't leave before.
Yeah.
Because they
gotta go to work. What? I don't know if it's Shishbinin or special people who come in just for the wedding, but who stay for the Sheva Brachos. Meaning the people who enhance your simcha, not new faces. According to the Rishonim, the majority views that it's new faces, or new faces plus. New faces could be because new faces are always something that add to your simcha, or like the Rambam, new faces because we're reenacting for them. But the point I want to make is that for the Rambam, it's all got to be about reenactment. So none of these other things are going to work. Moreover, the Rambam, if you would play close attention, the Rambam says, "Bamedvar mamurim kishahiyah ochlin heim sheamdu bebirchas nisuin." The sham, by the way, says amdu. The sham u abrachos. Avlim hayah ochlin acherim shelo shamu. Right, bevarchin b'shvilam. Notice what the Rambam says, and then he says, "V'hu shiyah asara chasanim in aminyan." Halacha yud. The one on top of the page two. What? You don't have the right pages?
No, it's not marked.
Not Halacha Yud, the one that says Halacha Yud.
The top of the page.
Top of the second page.
Right, but the top of the page
why
is still the top of the page.
Halacha Yud. Halacha Yud. V'hu she'iu asara v'chasanim amin. Now what's fascinating here is if you look carefully in the Rambam, what do you notice? How many panim chadashos do you need?
Looks like two.
At minimum two, right? So there's a tshuva of the Rambam. Rambam's son, sorry. Now look at the look down a couple, it says Mehat Chuvos Lashela Shasholu Chachmei Teiman. The Chachmei Teiman wrote a letter to the Rambam's son. Rabbi Avraham Rambam. Ma Shinogea, everybody with me? Lepanim Chadashos Bebeis Chasanim regarding the requirement of Panim Chadashos near Medivrechem Shatem Choshvim. It seems like you guys think Shemasha Amar Abamari, this is Rabbi Avraham ben Rambam writing, that what my father wrote, right, Bechibor, in his work, V'hushi asara in yano ad shiu panim chadashos asara. Think of that. That's the hostess's nightmare. Meaning, Rabbi Avraham Rambam says, it seems like you guys think, and by the way, there's a tshuva of the Bach and the Taz, in the tour, there's a tshuva of the Taz. Some of them really thought that the Rambam meant that you need 10 panim chadashos. Wow. Virak az yivarchu sheva brachos bebrachos amazon. That would really prove that the default is not that way, right? Umisha choshev kach toa. That's a mistake. Kihu lo ratzo lomer bedvarav hushi asar elisha nasafim lebracha yu asar. He just meant you need a minion. Yizbonei na ledvarav v'chassanim in a minion v'chassanim enam panim chadashos kolu shadavar. In other words, bizman shemisasum asar lecho beis chassanim v'gam kisha chassanim v'chlau mivarchim berchas chassanim v'im ein sham panim chadashos mivarchim asher bar asasum v'simcha v'im hayu b'chal asar panim chadashos mivarchim shev brachos v'ulam geder panim chadashos l'fim asher nimser b'shem ha'mamari b'nyan zeh u'lo pachos mishnayim. That's also a kiddush. Did you ever hear that you need two?
Yeah?
I was
thought. They need to?
Yeah.
Okay. Kipanim lashon rabim. But it isn't really. Right? Because, I mean, panim is a face. Right? It means one face too. Vapachos shal rabim ufi halacha shnayim lamra miet rabim shnayim v'chein adavar mivur min achibur avalim hayu ochlim acherim. But no, in the chibur it does mean speak about plural. Umuvan acherim rabim ulukala pakos shnayim v'zulas abamari svurim shegam lo rak echad panim chadashos mevarchim beglalo zayin brachos v'hu writes zechrono kadosh levracha lo hiskim loze. He said my father required two. Logically, and this is what the Ritva also says, some people require two, most people think you need only one, right? But for the Rambam you're reenacting, so maybe it's not enough to reenact for one. You might think you need 10, or maybe you need 2. Right? Then the next tshuva also, the same, similar. Okay, same, basically, it's a different version of the same tshuva.
The presumption is 2 are males, right?
Yeah. Anyways, the point I'm trying to make is that there's a lot of consistent, subtle... If you read the Rambam with a microscope, or at least with a magnifying glass... it's amazing how consistent the total view, Hilchos Ishus, Hilchos Brachos, you know, all these things are. He just has a very singular view about these issues. Okay.
Where does the chiyuv of reenacting the wedding come from?
I don't know if it's a chiyuv or it's a
pro. Yeah, just at Asher Bar, you're saying people would have the wrong impression of what's going on. So when you have the Parnum Chadashos, we have to now decide on them.
I don't think it's to dispel confusion so much, but I think the point is that in order to justify doing it, you need a new audience, or it's a kiyum for them to bring them into the wedding. They haven't experienced this wedding. It's hard to know exactly, but it's the Rambam's expression is, "Avonim hoya ochen achem shaloshamu," right? Mivarchim shalosh. 1 second. Mivarchim b'shvila. That's the point. So is that a justification or a chiyuv? It's hard to know. I mean, there could be various explanations.
Do you need a minion for the default position?
Oh, for the Rambam. So that's another point. It doesn't seem like it, right? The Rambam only mentions the 10. This is another great example. When you're saying everything in this Panim Chadashos, right? Otherwise, maybe all you need is 3 for the Shasimcha Bimono. So this is an explicit argument in the Rishonim. So now I want to get back, so let's move away from the Rambam for the moment, even though there's much more to dig out of the Rambam, but it's a perspective. It's not the perspective of most Rishonim, but it's the perspective of the Rambam. Let's go back to the other point. Let's discuss, even if it's the exception, what about this combination of Shasimcha Bimono and Asher Baro? Yeah.
What do you have to do to qualify to be a
Panim Chadashos? You have to be, according to different Rishonim, different things. According to Bali Tosis, it's possible you also have to be the kind of person It's not clear you need a new person, but you might need a new person and somebody, Shemar Bim Simcha or Suda, there are two different girsos, Bishvilo. According to the Chachmei Narbon, as I said before, it's somebody who has a special relationship to the wedding, and who came in specially for the wedding, and whose presence for the wedding, you know, gave it extra prominence and stature and simcha. According to most Rishonim, all you really need is somebody who wasn't there. Now, what he has to do
at
chuppah. Rashi, there are millions of shita. Rashi seems to say that panim chadashos is whoever wasn't there the meal before. The day before. So a little bit of freshness, but you're not reenacting for them. There are different views. Now, also, what level of participation do they need? Do they have to eat? Right? Do they have to be there for the food? Can they just walk in for the Birchas HaMazon? This is 2 days of the Ritva. How what level of participation do they have to have? Panim Chadashos are per day or per meal? It's also machlokas. Some would say that if you have Panim Chadashos, then that'll last the entire day. And even then there's machlokas. Panim Chadashos will last all day if they're there all day? Even if it's not the first meal? I mean, the simple pshat is every meal, different Panim Chadashos. That's what we're machmir for. But there's the shitas that say Panim Chadashos once a day, there are still two versions of it. One is the same Panim Chadashos for the entire day, but they have to be there for each meal. Obviously, you're not reenacting past the first time. But there's even a view in the Ritva that Panim Chadashos, if they show up for one meal, you're just on a high the whole day. Even when they're not there for the rest of the meals, you can say all the Sheva Brachos. So then it's Afushe Simcha Bialma. Once you think it's about Simcha and enhanced Simcha, then it's much more flexible. There are still debates, but it's much more flexible. If you think the issue is reenacting the ceremony, they didn't have a video, so they, I'm not really saying it that way, but meaning this is their way of reenacting, then obviously it should be limited to people each time who haven't experienced this, each meal. Yeah.
So it seems from the Rambam that he's saying that it's that only people who haven't heard Shlo Shamu, Birchas Nisuin, B'Shas Nisuin. So let's say they came back for another meal. They still didn't hear B'Shas Nisuin.
Oh. That's an interesting question. I'm not really, I haven't thought about that. I mean, for the Rambam, the diuk is that they weren't there b'shas nisuin, so you can always reenact for them.
Yeah.
You know what? I don't know if anybody even speaks about it. I hear it. I don't think it's impossible to say that. The simple pshat is obviously that once you've done it for them, you've done it. Once they saw the video, they saw the video. But Ein Adoma seeing the video, you know, to me, the experience. So they could see the video as much as you want. You know, as long as they weren't there. Maybe. That's a good diuk. I hadn't thought of that. I've pretty much spent a lot of time in every word in the Rambam here. I have to admit. And that's one I did not catch, so I thank you. Yeah.
What happens if Kamsa would come to the suit of Kamsa?
Okay, I don't know. You mean Ein Marvin B'Simcha B'Shvilo?
Would it be a Simcha?
That's according to the Bali Tosis, Ein Marvin B'Simcha B'Shvilo. So that's the... Okay, so let's get back to Asher Bara. Whether you hold like the Rambam, if you hold like the Rambam, so one other thing emerges, and that is that Asher Bara has an additional element of prominence, right? Because it's the default. That's what you do all during the week of Shavuot Brachos. Default. The real halacha of Shavuot Brachos is Asher Bara, right? Okay. On the other hand, according to the Rambam, if you only say Asher Bara, you don't need a minyan, right? As we pointed out, seemingly. Okay, so let's get back to the bigger picture.
You're saying that every time the Chas and the Kalar alone have a Suda, they would say Asher Bara?
What do you mean every time they're alone?
No,
so we're going to get to that. I mean, it could be you still need, if you don't need Panim Chadashos, but you still need Simchas Mereyas or Sudas Mereyas. We'll get to that in just a second. That's where we should discuss that.
The Panim Chadashos are only for a minute. Only for the whole 7,000.
Yeah. Not Panim Chadashos. I'm saying Simchas Mereyas.
No, my question was...
I know which question. You're asking me whether or not if every time the Chasan and Kala are there, you would say Asher Bara, since you don't need Panim Chadashos. What I'm answering is no. Possibly there's still other conditions that might be required, including that this is a party celebrating their wedding. and therefore it's attended by people. Right, not just the regular breakfast crowd, unless they're all stirred up. That's what you're asking.
Pardon?
That's what you're asking, correct?
That's drastic.
That's what you were asking.
Oh, yes, yes.
Yes, so I'm answering you, but I'll show it to you inside in a second. Okay, now, so let's go back to this point. So I think that, you know, objectively speaking, what we know about Asher Bara, it's the longest bracha, right? It's the last bracha. Things that are last on a list, I'm always impressed with the, not just me, what's impressive on a list is always the first and the last. The tone setter and the climax. Anokha Hashem Elokecha, Losachma Velosasav. Right? I'm not saying the others aren't important too. When you have a list, right, you want to get off on the right note and you don't want to go out in a whimper. Right? You want to go out with a bang. Okay? So, Asher Bara as the last, as the longest, as the most multi-themed, as having a psicha and a chasima. Well, one of the reasons it has a psicha and a chasima is because occasionally, according to some Rishonim, it'll be a standalone when there's no panim chadashos. Right, that's what Rashi explains. Fine. But it still gives the impression of being very different. The fact that it's the only bracha you'll make, bli panim chadashos, now that already, is that prominent? Or is that an indication that it's actually diluted? Ah. In other words, let me say it a different way. The Gemara puts together Shasimcha Bimono and Asher Bara. So on the one hand, the impression we have is that Asher Bara is the most prominent of the brachos. On the other hand, by linking it with Shasimcha Bimono and calling it Afushe Simcha Bialma, it sounds like we're diluting it. Are we diluting it? Or are we, you know, putting it on a pedestal? So this seems to be a major, major machlokas rishon. So the first issue to look at, so what you need to do in Asher Bara is you need to analyze it from two perspectives. We need to take, a magnifying glass and compare the dinim of Shasimcha Bimono and the dinim of Asher Bara. And at the same time, we need to compare the dinim of Asher Bara to the dinim of the other Sheva Brachos. And maybe that'll give us some clarity. So the first issue I wanted to discuss is the issue of the minyan. We noted that for the Rambam, it seems like you don't need a minyan for Asher Bara, even though you do for the rest of the Sheva Brachos. Is that true or not? So this is a very big machlokas on Rishonim. And what's fascinating is that it's not just two shitas you have, it's three shitas. In other words, if you take the view that Asher Bara requires a minyan, which we'll see in a moment is the view of the Ramban, that probably doesn't teach us very much. It just means that it has enough in common with the other birchas chasanim that they require a minyan, it requires a minyan. Right? If, on the other hand, it doesn't require a minyan, there can be two explanations why that is, two opposite explanations. One is because it is the birchas chasanim par excellence, and therefore it doesn't need to be propped up. It doesn't need the artificial support of a minyan. The other one, of course, is exactly the opposite. It's not really, or at least out of context of the other brachos, it's not birchas chasanim, it's birchas simcha b'yamo, like shasimcha b'mono, and therefore you don't require a minyan. So what we're going to show in a second is that the Ramban requires 10, because he thinks it's birchas chasanim. The Tosus Rid does not require 10 because he thinks it's the Birchas Chasanim. And the Ran doesn't require 10 because he thinks it's not really Birchas Chasanim, at least out of its context. It's a Birchas Simcha B'Alma, and it's very much like Shasimcha B'Mon. So let's read these inside very quickly. Okay, starting with the Ramban. Ramban says, Kedush Ramban Masechet Ksuvas Chasim and Aleph.
Last page.
This is on page...
Last page.
First page. Page one. Okay. Page one before the next to last entry. Mida karminan baruch shis baruch kamesh farminan amin bevarchin birchas chasanim kol shiva umatzinu shasimcha bimono shemevarchin osa kol yud beis kodesh. And we find that Shasimcha B'Mono, in theory, you can extend to 12 months. We also heard that, in theory, you can say Shasimcha B'Mono in a Bris Milah. That proves that Shasimcha B'Mono, even though the Gemara rejects it in the end in terms of Mila because of Tzara Dinuka, but that sounds like a technical reason, it's not a Birchas Chasanim, it's a Haskara. Right, and therefore it doesn't require 10 like the Birchas Chasanim do. Right, Ella afilu begimel mevarchin. You just need a mezuman. You could say shasimcha b'mono with 3. The Baal HaItur, by the way, disagrees. Maybe next week we'll discuss it. The Baal HaItur seems to say you need 10 for shasimcha b'mono. He also says the Sheva Brachos include shasimcha b'mono. He drops Birchas Hayayin. He thinks that's not part of the Sheva Brachos. Part of the Parshavat Brachos is Shasimcha B'mono. An amazing Baal HaItur. But no one else holds that way. Umidah Karminin Afushe Simcha B'Almahu Klomar Seudas Kruin. He's referring to when we do say Shasimcha B'mono and Asher Bara. Halalu V'Amrinan Amalei Machmas Hilula Shema Mina Im Revarchinami Shasimcha B'mono Ela B'Misha Osa Seudas Mereis L'Chasunaso. He's addressing your question, but not about Asher Bara at the moment, but Shasimcha B'mono. Let's say you're, you know, around the Cheerios in the morning, you know, you have the Chasun and the Kala. Did you say Shasimcha B'mono?
Well,
the answer is no, because that's not Simchas Mereis, the Chasunaso. It means that there are people...
You know, it's not a bracha independent. You know, bracha tashem, shasimcha b'mono. It's always part of Birchas HaZimun.
Good, so let's say you have a Zimun in for breakfast. But it's not Simchas Mereis. It wasn't... you're not celebrating the chasen and the kala. Everybody's just having their coffee and their, you know, their croissant and their cornflakes or whatever, and then they're off running to wherever they're running, right? You don't say shasimcha b'mono. That's not called Sudas Mereis. That's not called... Sudas Kruin, as he calls it. Avil Imlos the Imenad Melachasan Hasoed Iman Shebeso Enim of Arakla, not Shasimcha B'mono, and certainly not Asher Bara. Okay, that's the Ramban. So far, the Ramban is basically telling us that Shasimcha B'mono doesn't require a minyan. What about Asher Bara? The implication is that Asher Bara does require a minyan according to the Ramban. So this is explicated by the Ran. Now, what you're going to see in a moment is that the Rishonim are very explicit. And they speak very, very clearly about these matters. So look at the Ran on page 3. It's also in the back of the Gemara. If you want to read it inside, that's perfectly good too. You'll see the Ran is going to take on this implication of the Ramban. Mashmali, says the Ran, the Asher Bara... Everybody with me?
Yeah.
Mashmali da Asher Bara bifnei atzmo lo mekarya birchas chasanim. Wow. An important linguistic, you know, introduction. In my opinion, states the Ran, Asher Bara does not qualify as birchas chasanim. Wow. Di mekarya hachi lo havale lemeimar lo havale lari lomar buhushabo panim chadashos. What do you mean? Birchas chasanim v'hu shabo'u panim chadashos. Debala panim chadashos nami mevarech osa. Kida amar ba'u panim chadashos mevarech shis lo ba'u mevarech echad. Right? Linguistically, it sounds like this is exactly the opposite of the Rambam, right? And the Rambam will tell you Birchas chasanim is Asher Bara. The fault. And the Ram saying, when you don't have Panim Chadashos and you say Asher Bara, the Asher Bara is not even Birchas Chasanim. Because you need, because when he's being medayik from the language of the Gemara in Zayin with Beis, right? Mm-hmm. It's true, we qualify it based on Chesem and Aleph, but one of the ways of qualifying it is conceptually to retain, it's, that's why I said, which Gemara is Ikar, right? For the Rambam, the Ikar of the Gemara is Chesem and Aleph. And that's even the default. For the Ran, not only is Zayin Amud Beis the default, but you learn from Zayin Amud Beis that when you have to do Chesam and Aleph, it's not Petorus Birchas Chasanim even. That's amazing. The balat panim chasarches lo vivarech osak. Kedavar bo panim chasarches lo bo varech echad. Elavade asher bara bifnei atzma lo birchas chasanim hi. What do you mean bifnei atzma? Because you don't, it doesn't deny that when you have panim chadashos that it's part of the birchas chasanim. So this is an amazing idea, and one which we should be very sensitive to in other areas of halacha too. I mean, it's the same words, right? But what they're saying here is, in context, it has one status, and you strip it away from its context, it has a different role completely. It loses its stature. That's an amazing idea, right? Ela kulu shis brachos, when you have all six together, meaning not, he's not counting bar pregafen, mikru birchas chasanim, including this, including Ashabara. Ki heche de larva shala achra mazon, mikru birchas amazon. V'naf gemina, who cares? Is this just linguistic? Well, it's already conceptually significant. And the phenomenon of the same bracha, you know, losing its status because it's not with the others, is a fascinating thing. It's already...
The whole is great.
It's already gold in the bank.
The whole is great.
The sum of it, odds. Exactly. And that's such a big yesod in halacha, in all parts, that this is just a great... And we'll see in a moment, that's really... I'm going to show in a minute. That's really what Asher Bar is about. The nafgamina, but now he wants a real nafgamina. Okay, we'll give him that too. Nafagavdar mina berchas chasanim ba'asara. If it doesn't have a chalos shame, berchas chasanim, then maybe the din of asara doesn't apply either. Heichet aleka panim chadashos, to lo mavarech ala shasim kebemona Asher Bara, lo ba'i asara, ela begimel namim mavarechen la. Says the Ran, because it's not berchas chasanim, stripped of the others, right? It is not requiring asara. This is the pshat. Also fascinating. When you make all the brachos because they're panim chadash, that's not so far from the Rambam in this respect. It's like tchilas nesuin. It's like, you know, it brings it back to the chuppah. Vilo, and if not, my damer abanan shiva lebracha, then the 7 days leisa mishum nesuin. That's not nesuin. Dilan nesuin yom akama sogi. Ela la fushe simcha bialmahu the tikkun achisi. They're interpreting a fushe simcha for the two, right? Hilkach shas simcha b'monav asher bar sogi. That's the Ran. That's an amazing shita. Then he adds, or amban kasav. That's all the Ramban said, remember? We read it. This is great, right? Once you read the text in the original, then you can appreciate what people are doing with it. So now he adds one word, the Ran. Umidvarav atalamed, the diuk in the Ramban, because he never said it explicitly, but it is a good diuk. Shehu savard ashabara, shehi bechlal sheis, the hay. He only mentions that Shasimcha b'mona doesn't require 10. Sounds like he thinks Asher Bar does require 10. The deyadik that we made before, that the Asher Bara stripped of the others is not called Birchas Chasanim, is not correct, and we have to interpret more dochek. This is a dochek. V'ikar dover kamo shakasafti. He says, I like my pshat. Listen. D'kishem shasimcha b'monu ena berchas chasanim da'bei mehula hava mevorchen lo. This is great halachic argumentation, right? Just like the Gemara compares it to shasimcha b'monu. Shasimcha b'monu is certainly not berchas chasanim. How do you know it? Because the Gemara would have applied it to bris milah. So too, ilam mishim tzar dinuka kinisa b'gemara simcha bialma hachanami asher bara, right? Lav birchas chasanim v'leboy asara she'en abal mishum afushe simcha bialma. That's a big leap, right? The Gemara never said that shasimcha, that asher bara is going to apply to a bris milah or anything else, right? But it's tarred by the same
brush.
Okay. V'kach nirin divrei Rambam. Perik Beis Milchos Brachos. He doesn't explain why, but we just read the Rambam. We know where he got it from. Right? For Ramban Katsav, then he adds, the Ramban also said, Midamar Fushe Simcha Di Alma, Klomar Sudas Kruin Halalu, Vyominan Amale Machmas Hilula, Shmaminain Mavarchim Shasimcha Bimon Ella, Beosas Udas Mareus, Lachatsunas. Now he's quoting the second part of Ramban. Right? That if you're sitting with your cornflakes and your coffee and there's no one else, it's not for the wedding, you're not going to say Shasimcha Bimon, even if you have a Mizuman. If you have a Mizuman for breakfast, or lunch, whatever. Avalim lo zimei nada melachasun asoed in bnei beis on mivarek kla adka mashmalei zal. Again, the Ram says I'm medayik in the language of the Ramban. Tamei darmin afushe simcha ainu sudas akruin. Afushe simcha isn't just when they're around, when they're present, but when, even though it isn't panim chadashos, but it is l'shem, the celebration of chasam akala. Right, that's what the Ramban seems to say. The Einza Nachon Klal, says the Ran. Ela Kamosha Kasavti Ikar. Why? Because, remember, the Ran has a lower threshold. Right? For him, Ashabara isn't Berchas Chasanim. Lefika Chani Omer, Shekol Shiva, Afil Chasan Soidim Nebesam Bavarech Kol Shiva, Shasimcha Bemono. He thinks that you will say Shasimcha Bemono even without expressly celebrating She'ilu Kafi Perusho. Afilo asher bara lo yivarech elim kein soid imo acher v'yefshar the stam arminan shiva lebracha. What he's trying to prove? Look what's going on here. He wants to prove that shasimcha memono will apply even without simchas mareus. So he's saying, well, according to the Ramban, you'd have to say the same thing by asher bara. How can that be? The answer is, for sure the Ramban thinks that. The Ramban thinks that he needs to tell you. Remember what the Ramban really wrote. Shasimcha b'mono doesn't require minyan, but Asher Bara probably does. So then the Ramban says, but just don't think, just because it doesn't require minyan, that it doesn't require some sort of, happening, some sort of energy, electricity, right? So if you ask the Ramban, do you need Simchas Mareus for Asher Bara? They'll say, of course. But the Ran's saying, I just finished telling you that Asher Bara is not even a Berchas Chasanim. You can do that with the cornflakes also. Avavadai modina delachar shiva imlo soid shamacher enim varshasum chibimona. Between the shiva and the shloshim, even though you don't need machmas hilula, in order to make it shasim chibimona, you need something a little more. Yeah.
You need the kala?
Oh, very good. So we're going to get to that in just a second. That's the Ritva's discussion, both about Shasimcha B'mon and Asher Bar. So just give me one more second, we're going to read that. We'll read that after the Tosfos read. V'hainu darminan. I'm sorry, what are you asking?
What does it mean, the imosad sham achir?
Meaning it can't be the same guy, it can't be just the B'nai Beso.
You need three at least.
No, it's not the numbers. It's not the numbers.
Right.
No, we're not talking about the numbers here. You have plenty of numbers.
Right.
The question is, who is it?
Yeah.
Is it just the regular B'nai Bias, or is it somebody, is it a little more festive? Even though it's not Panim Chadashos, you need a little more festive. You need the three, but it's not, the numbers isn't the issue. Ain't a mavarish on simcha ba. Behind darminan, bein amar makasilula, bein lomar makasilula. The alma besoed shamacher. Shem lo kein eza hochacha yeshu osa suda simcha klal. Kein masha kosa mid darminan brich chamesh masha simcha b'mon olav berchas chasanim lo yedati marayo hilaze. Shem banu lomar kein man amar lo berchas amazon have do a berchas asuin abed. Inami berchas amazon hechalem barich shis barich sheva. V'chisha simcha b'mon o bracha b'fnei atzmoi. Hello, eno the Tosefes Dvarim shanu mosifin b'nevar shachalnu mio ikusha de milsa sheinu berchas chasanim kamoshen kasan. Okay, that's the right. Since you asked your question, so let's go right to the Ritva, and then I'll go back to the Tosefes Rit. So the Ritva discusses a few things.
Page one.
The Gemara says in the Gemara here says mvarchin berchas chasanim bebeis chasanim, right? So some Rishonim say, like Rashi discussed this last week, that it's a timing thing. It doesn't really mean base, not a place, it's a time. Meaning, say the Birchas Erusin at the time of the Erusin, say the Birchas Chasanim at the time of the Chuppah, And don't mix them up. We discussed last week how sometimes you might mix them up. However, some Rishonim thought that especially the chuppah part, Beis Chasanim means the chuppah, mokum ha-chuppah. So for example, look at Tosis in... Look at Tosis in Sukkah on page 4 for a moment. Ain simcha l'b'chuppah? Masha mikan, dim yatsa chatzan v'chasan v'chupaso afilu kalaso imo, even if they're together, but the nak the mokum ha-chuppah v'hochim lecho v'bayis acher ain mevarchan shal simcha l'manu v'lo birchas chasanim kim shein simcha l'b'chuppah. Okay, the Tosis goes on to discuss whether it's so or not. The question is there a venue limitation on either Sheva Brachos or Shasimcha B'mono? And there are some Rishonim who make three distinctions. Some say there's a venue limitation for everything. Right? Chuppah, either the place they got married or the place that they're living, whatever it is. Some say there's a venue limitation only for saying all of the Sheva Brachos, but not for Shasimcha B'mono, not for Asher Bara, because there are Fushei Simcha B'Alma. And some say for Asher Bara there is, but for Shasimcha B'mono there's not. Okay, with that in mind, go back to the Ritva on page 1. So the Ritva says, "Hevi odea ein mevorchin birchas chasanim ela b'makom chuppah." Same issue, right? Just we're in Spain and a couple of hundred years later, right? There's no birchas chasanim aside from makom chuppah. B'sheiyu sham achasan v'akala. We're already getting to your issue, right? With the presence of the chasan and the kal. Kenomim perik hayashin b'smsechet sukkah hachasan v'ashishbinim p'turim la'sukkah parik v'leisbu. Why don't they sit in the sukkah? V'lichdu b'sukkah. Let them be private in the sukkah. Ein simcha l'b'makom suda. Pirush b'sheisham suda. Shivosim simcha b'lo. Suda v'adiyesh bracha k'disim b'ach sofrim. V'leitzu b'sukkah v'lichta b'sukkah. Ein simcha l'makom chuppah. Miu. Hani milalinim birchas chasanim, says the Ritva. Avalinim shasimcha b'mono. Eina mevareches. Eina birchas chasanim, sorry. V'lamanu osa imahem. Shasimcha b'mono doesn't require the makom ha-chuppah. Can I mean brichshis, brichhamesh, v'lo b'inan chuppah, t'isa mekami chuppah, mekami di, because after all you can have, make shasimcha b'mono before the wedding, u'mekami di'ika chasen v'kala, even before there is a chasen and kala, mechirami sa'ari basinta, v'afilu b'ein mehulav, savri livrucha. So it's not tzedafka birchas chasanim, therefore it doesn't need the makom ha-chuppah, any celebrations enough. Then he says, "Ulinyan birchas asher bara heichad alek upanim chadashos das rabosai dahomi birchas chasanim hiu bar yasara." My rabbeim, here's referring to the Ra'ah and the Ramban, think it is birchas chasanim, even though you don't say it, you don't need panim chadashos, and therefore bar yasara. And he adds ubayi chupa. But for example, the Ran thinks that maybe lo, maybe asher bara doesn't need a chupa. Just like Shasimcha B'mono doesn't, because it's not Birchas Chasanim. Ava B'Tosis Omrim, Dikimin de lo boi panim chadashos, af lo boi chuppah. Here he's quoting Tosis. We don't have this Tosis. Boi Tosis say, the Asher Bara is with Shasimcha B'mono, and it doesn't need 10, and therefore, it also doesn't need chuppah. K'namin b'samuch. Mikan ve'elach afu Shasimcha B'alma mevar Shasimcha B'mono v'Asher Bara alma, k'adadi ninu. That's part of the analysis. Whatever is good for Shasimcha B'mono is good for Asher Bara. Binan zed the litmeru be'afu Shasimcha B'yam v'chein yir ikar. Apa pi shemanu birchas Asher Bara b'chlad birchas chasanim. For mina mevarchin birchas chasanim ba'asara. But when we say birchas chasanim, we include all the brachos, and that includes birchas chasanim as well. Ein Talmud kori birchas chasanim elik sha'omer kol zayin brachos. It's only called Birchas Chasanim when it's together with the others, when it's more than the sum of its parts. When they're all together, Ela ba'omer kol ha'brachos k'shem shel achiv upanim chadashos. Miu, however, he says, mipnei shehi mibirchas chasanim ein lomer el ad zayin. He doesn't want to go as far as the Ran and equate it completely with shasimcha b'mono, because he won't say it beyond 7 days. K'ramin b'samoch, mizayin atlasim mivarchim shasimcha b'mono. Klomer shasimcha b'mono l'chud. See, he's already thinking about it. We'll see in a couple of minutes, or maybe next week when we finish. Some people think even Asher Barah can go for 30 days. That's amazing. The chain ain lomar birchas Asher Barah. This is the answer to your question. El kishiyeh sham chasan vekala. You have both. Aval shasimcha b'mono afagav d'lisnayu l'travayu k'chada kivin de'ikachada minayu k'darmina mekame ilula mechirami rav sari bis d'stam alek el aris achad. In other words, if only one, either chasan or kala is there, you'll say shasimcha b'mono. But he thinks you need both for Asher Barah.
We're good going to the Rambam.
I would say, by the way, the reason for that may be, even for the Ram, because what's the chasina sabracha? Mesameach chasan imakala, which I'm going to get to in just a second. Sorry, your question?
The Rambam would work because you're reproducing the nisuin. You had both of them there.
Yeah. I mean, when you say both.
When you say
everything.
Yeah.
V'osan shemalichin es hakala mimakom namakom mi'ika kupa b'derech makom lina. Okay, fine. This is... Okay. That is the Ritva. The Tosis Rid... I'll leave the Tosis Rid for next time. I'll just tell you what he says, and I want to tell you about the Orchis Chaim for a second. And then we'll finish this, and I'll speak more about Shasimcha B'mono also next time. The Tosis Rid says that Asher Barah does not require 10, but not because it's not a Birchas Chasanim, but because it is the Birchas Chasanim. And therefore it doesn't need any artificial propping. I want to speak about that next week, for a minute. And then I want to speak about this Orchis Chaim, which I always like to quote. The Orchis Chaim says that the bracha of Asher Barah is a summary bracha which includes the themes of all of the other brachos together. So I think that's why it has its special prominence. I think that's why it, he doesn't say, that's why it concludes Mesameach Chasan Imakala instead of Vehakala. And that's why Asher Barah highlights the idea that you mentioned very much, which is that the whole is more than the sum of its parts, both in terms of the themes of the brachos, but especially that that is the theme of the Birchas Chasanim, of Mesameach Chasan Im Hakala. Meaning that you're creating this new entity, right, which is built of two people, right, each of whom, you know, comes to the table with their own experiences and own talents and so on and so forth, own personality. But that's the whole point, is that it's Mesameach Chasan Im Hakala. And what better than Birchas Asher Barah, which is also the summary of all the other brachos, and which is affected by its inclusion with or not, and which also explains why do you need a summary if you have all the brachos, right? So these are things I want to explain next time, together with Tosas Rid and then Shasimcha B'mono, to finish up our.